The Torah Shavuot Le'il Nishmas Rav Geshem Ben Rami Leib. Before we begin this week, this is just audio, it's not visual as well, because our main man, Michael, gets a big mazel tov this week for his chasna, and we wish him lots of hatzlacha and bracha in everything that he does, and that they should enjoy their week there. Honeymoon, or whatever terminology you want to use for it. And we look forward to having him back in full song next week. And then, Blin Eder, I'll put on the attire so that I can go back on screen. Meantime, I'm enjoying being free without a noose around my neck, and we'll proceed in that way. So this week's Parshas Acharei Mois Bnei Aaron, as well as the Yemei Asfira, in which we are now getting close to the end of the second week. We'll try and have a look at both of those in Yonim. In the parasha of Acharei Mois, when it tells us about, predominantly deals with the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Torah tells us there's two psukim. In Perek Tezayin Pasuk Lamed Dalet, right towards the end of the Perek that deals with and tells us about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, it says, "V'hoisa zois lachem l'chuk ha'soilim." This should be for you as an everlasting statute, l'chaper al bnei Yisrael, in order to bring an atonement for Klal Yisrael, mikol chatoisom, for all their averus that they may have done, achas bashana, once a year. This whole averus Yom HaKippurim, where the Kohen Gadol brings a par, l'chatos, and an ayin la'ola, Klal Yisrael bring the shnei se'irim, l'chatos, and also an ayin la'ola, and the first of the two se'irim is there to be mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshov. The second sa'ir is there to be mechaper for all averus and pshoim, avoinois, v'chatoim, for all of Klal Yisrael, and that gets sent to the Eretz Gezerah to be the sa'ir la'azazel. All of this is to be done once a year, l'chaper al bnei Yisrael. And the Ben Ish Chai asks, it's l'cho'ira an extra pasuk. It's unnecessary to have been said, because that's in pasuk Lamed Dalet. Five pasukim earlier, in pasuk Choftes, the pasuk also tells us, v'hoiso zois lochem l'chuk ha'soylam. V'hoiso lochem l'chuk ha'soylam, achedish ashri, v'hoiso l'achedish. So why does the Torah repeat itself, telling us twice that this should be an everlasting statute to be performed once a year, to be performed once a year on the seventh month or the tenth day? What is the necessity for that? Also, it says here in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, L'chaper al bnei Yisrael mikol chatoisom achas bashana. In Pasuk Lamed, four Pasukim earlier, it says, Ki vayim azeh yechaper aleichem notarizchem mikol chatoisichem. Again, it's repetitious. This whole Pasuk Lamed Dalet seems to have already been told to us in Pasuk Choftes and Pasuk Lamed. So the Ben Ish Chai, Kedarkoi, to answer, says a moshel. There was a farmer who would go out every day, every morning, work on his fields in a toilsome task and very difficult conditions. The winter was more difficult than the summer in the beating heat when he would harvest. And this was something that he did day in, day out, from plowing to harvesting. One time when he was plowing, he came across a treasure. The plow hit something hard and he looked into the ground, tilled the soil a little bit more, until he found over there a diamond, a stunning diamond. Went with that diamond to the city, and he turned from being a simple, hard-working farmer to becoming an extremely wealthy man in a very short period of time. And he moved from living in his shack at the end of the village to living in a stately home somewhere at the edge of the city. And in the home that he built himself a little room. In that room, he kept the plow, and he kept the clothes that he used to wear when he was a farmer. And every year, on the date on which he had found that little diamond, he would go into that room, he would put on his farmer's clothes, and he would take out his plow, and he would make a mesibah, and he would give out presents to all his friends. The wheels of fortune turned, and he unfortunately lost all his wealth. And he went back to being a farmer, living at the edge of the village, but he had still his plow, and he still had his farmer's clothes, and he went back to working on the farm like he used to. The day of the party day arrived, and all his friends came to ask him, "Hey, what's with the party?" So he said to them, "Look, you know, I'm really sorry that it used to be these clothes I wore as a fancy dress, as a costume for the party. Today they're back to being my real clothes. And this is what I am. I've gone back to my original status. I'm back to being a farmer. And unfortunately, I haven't got any gifts to give out to you today. So he says, the nimshal of that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he had the Beis HaMikdash, he had Shnei Seirim. He had a Par L'Chatos for the Kohen Gadol and Bnei Aaron HaKoyanim. He had the Shnei Seirim, one of which was to be Mechapa for the same thing that it was to be Mechapa for the Koyanim, like Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshov. And he had the second Seir, which was La'azozen, that was Mechapa for L'Chapa Rabbani Yisrael V'Kol Chatoisom Achas Mashonah, like it says in the Pasuk over here. And this is what it did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us know there's going to come a time where we're not going to have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. And we're going to think to ourselves, oh, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so that means we don't have the Kapara. We're back to being the farmer and we can't give out any gifts. There's nothing there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I may not have my home, but I want to tell you, Klal Yisrael, I'm not back to being the farmer back in the edge of the village. The Skula of the day remains. And therefore there's two psukim that tell us that this is an everlasting statute to be that would exist every year to be mechaper for Klal Yisrael from all their chatois. In Perek Choftes, the pasuk tells us, "Vayis lachem nechuk asoidam b'chodesh hashvi be'efsa lachodesh." Pasuk Lamed, because on this day, yichaper aleichem, this is a day of atonement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzayv from mechol chatiseichem, and it reiterates this in pasuk Lamed Dalet, "Vayis ozois lachem nechuk asoidam lachaper al bnei Yisrael mechol chatoisem achas bashana," to tell us this is a once a year occurrence that will happen when you have the korbanos. About it happens and it happens with the korbanos, and when you don't have the korbanos, this will still happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still reenact and readdress, and so to speak, redress himself in those cloaks of Tahara and Kapara to Mechapra Klal Yisrael once a year. And therefore the two psukim are one to tell us that it will happen through the medium of Karbonus, and the other one that it will happen, Achas Vashana, will happen once a year. There's a beautiful vort from Rav Zevin where he says, he addresses a medrash. Let's see, this medrash is spoken about in the Spas Emes. This medrash is spoken about, I think, also by the Chassam Sofer, and he brings the medrash which says, "Bezois Yovei Aaron and Hakodesh." With this, with what? So we normally understand, "Bezois Yovei Aaron and Hakodesh." Paparim Vokar Lachatos. But Ayloila, if he comes on Yom Kippurim with a Par Lachatos and Ayloila, meaning with the Damach Par and the Damach Soir, then he can come into the Kodesh Hakodesh. The medrash says, "Bezois Bizchus Hashabbos." In the merit of Shabbos, as the pasuk in Yeshayahu says, we lean on the on a Tanis Tibur, Ashrei Enoish Ya'aseh Zois. As the apostle carries on, Shem Shabbos Meichal Eloi, who guards the Shabbos from allowing it to become profane. And therefore, since it says Ashrei Enoish Ya'aseh Zois, there's a Gzera Shabbat that the Medrash makes, Zois, to Bezois Yoveh Aaron and HaKodesh. Ashrei Enoish Ya'aseh Zois, Shem Shabbos Meichal Eloi. The Zois refer, praised is a man who does this, meaning who ensures that Shabbos is maintained and looked after and adhered to. With that schus, the schus of Shabbos, the Kohen Gadol can go lifnei v'lifnim. Says Rav Zevin, you know, the Shabbos here is not just lo lelamid al atzmi yotzo, lo lelamid al haklal kulo yotzo. He says a very interesting concept. He says, Shabbos, we know, isn't disconnected in any sort of way from the days of the week. In fact, it's Misha Tarach be'erev Shabbos, Yoichal be'Shabbos. We know there's the investment that we make towards Shabbos in the 3 days prior to Shabbos help to instill the Kedusha and will help us to be able to nourish from the Kedusha of a Shabbos. And we also know that the Kedusha of Shabbos extends into the coming week, and the Hashpoyos of the coming week are already there, like we say. And we know as well that the Shabbos is going to have a Kedusha that's going to go even into the future times, until the time of Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, L'Yom Shekulei Shabbos. Shabbos will always act as that middle part of Kedusha, where the weeks are nurturing their Kedusha, are nourishing their Kedusha, being nurtured by the Shabbos. In a certain way, he says, the Kedusha that goes out of Shabbos into the week has a greater power than the Kedusha of Shabbos itself. He says, you know, on Shabbos, Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, has prepared for us a environment within which we are disconnected from our weekly chores. We're disconnected from the world in a certain way. And therefore, it's easy for us, it's conducive for anyone to be connected with the Kedusha that's there. I'm not allowed to be busy with my parnasa, I'm not allowed to be busy with the world around me. And therefore, since I'm menutak, I'm disconnected from all of that, bimela, I am involved and can be immersed in a day which is totally kedusha. He says, but then the challenge is to be mamshich that into the week. And in a certain way, that shows more of a kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Where do we see that? He says, we actually see that in this week's parsha. We see this concept in this week's parsha. That shows that there's a power of kedusha when, of course, I'm disconnected from everything of the world, so I can nush from the kedusha that's there. But when I take that kedusha and I mamshich it into my mundane life, when I have to be connected with the whole world, and I can be mamshir my kedusha Shabbos into that, that shows a tesefes kedusha. Where do we see that? The Kohen Gadol changed 5 times, avodas pnim to avodas chutz, and vice versa. Each time he would change from big day lavan to big day zav, or big day zav to big day lavan. When he did avodas chutz, he would wear big day zav. When he did avodas pnim, he would wear big day lavan. At each change, he would tovel and do kiddush for yodayim v'raglayim twice. One for the removal of whatever he was wearing up until now, and one for the dressing of the new vestment, the new garments that he would put on. The question is, we can understand that he would need to go to mikveh and need to do kiddush yodayim v'raglayim when he's transferring from avodas chutz to avodas pnim. It's going from an avodah outside back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's going in aliyah in Kedusha. Oh, Avadi needs an extra tefillah. And Avadi needs Kedusha Daim Raglaim. Oh, but when he's coming out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do avodah bachutz, he needs a tefillah. He needs a Kedusha Daim Raglaim. It's a nechais darga. He's going down a level. So Rav Zevin, no, what we see from here is that the Torah is telling us that there's an injection of Kedusha that happens in the avodah of a person when he's able to take the avodah that he had in a place that was conducive for avodah, in a place where there was tosefes kedusha mimela, where it was provided for him, where it was, the environment was that it was easy to be involved in kedusha. And a person can take that to an environment where it's not easy to be involved in, and not as easy to be involved in kedusha. And perhaps there even are certain hindrances to being involved in the kedusha that he was involved before, but he's able to take the kedusha from there and be mamshich it in to this new mundane environment that actually is a tosefes kedusha in the avodah of the person. Hence, when the Kohen Gadol went from pnim to chutz, and he continued the avodah of Yom HaKippurim, and this is a continued aliyah in the avodah, because it's always malin b'kodesh v'lo meridin, you go from one avodah to the next, so each one is going up higher and higher, proof being that as you go further and further, you're getting closer to achieving the kapara for Klal Yisrael. Eventually, he needed kedusha as well to be able to go and do an avodah b'chutz. And he says, in fact, this was the chait of the Bnei Aaron. The Bnei Aaron, it says, "Bekarvasam lifnei Hashem vayamusu." They went with an avoda. He says, they went madrega le madrega, aliyah in kedusha, from one to another, until they went mamish lifnei v'lifnim. But they intended to remain there, not to take that avoda back out. One can go lifnei v'lifnim. One can go into a Shabbos. One can go into a Yom Tov. A Kohen Gadol can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he's got to be able to take that back out into the avodas chutz, into the avodas chol. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides every yid with opportunities to be involved in kedusha. And he provides an environment that's conducive for that, but not to remain there. In the end of the day, we live in a world where we are involved in the mundane world. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be involved in. He wants us to infuse the world we live in with kedusha. We can't infuse it on our own. We need to be injected with kedusha from somewhere else. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, come into my Shabbos. Kohen Gadol, come into my Yom, into my Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur. Klal Yisrael, come into my kedusha on certain Yomim Tovim, etc., etc. When you've had that, now go and transfer that and infuse your mundane lives with that kedusha. He said, "Bezois Yom Aaron and HaKodesh in the zchus of Shabbos," meaning just like Shabbos, one is mamshich the kedusha of Shabbos into the week. So too, when the Kohen Gadol goes lifnei v'lifnim, he's mamshich the kedusha of Yom HaKippurim back out to Klal Yisrael and back out to the rest of the year. So I thought maybe you could extend that a little further. There's a question that's asked by the Mefarshim: why don't we say a bracha of Shachiyonu on Sfiras HaOmer? Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, any mitzvah which is a time-bound mitzvah, which comes mizman lizman, when we perform that mitzvah, we say Shachiyonu. Every Yom Tov is a new Shachiyonu. Every mitzvah that has a cycle when we do that mitzvah, when we perform that mitzvah, we say Shachiyonu. Comes over here, we don't say Shachiyonu. So Rav Pinchas Karitza, quoted by the Bnei Yisrael, says, the reason is because Sfiras HaOmer is actually not a new thing. You see, what happened was, on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, whether it was in Mitzrayim or whether that reoccurs every year, we're infused with a huge amount of Kedusha. Every Yid feels, Leila Seder, there's something, an aura, where we are connected with Kedusha in a certain way, that's unique. What is that? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did that to Klal Yisrael. He gave them the title, B'nei Bechor Yisrael, according to the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel, that very, very first Leila Seder, we were actually transported on clouds from Mitzrayim to Har HaMoriah and back. We were infused with a tremendous amount of Kedusha. But that Kedusha got taken away straight after Yom Tov. It got taken away. We had it for the first day Yom Tov, and it got taken away. And our avodah during the Yemei HaSfira is to get back to that. And the Sfarim write that often HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that to a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows a person, look, it gives the inspiration. This is where you can reach. I've given that to you as an inspiration. Now you go and motivate yourself. Now you go and do your avodah from yourself to reach back to that position, to reach back to that place. And therefore, everything that we can achieve during the Yemei HaSfira and the dargas that we can get to are those dargas that we were feeling on Leila Seder, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha, the connection to our past, the pride in being from Am Yisrael. That is all something that we can work in these 49 days to get back to, that when we reach Shavuos, we can be back on that darga. In fact, it was there. It now got taken away and we work back to it. So the Yemei HaSfira are not something new. We had them all on Leil Hiskad Ishraq, on the Leil HaSeder, and therefore we said Shechionu on that. And that was the Shechionu on those Madrigas. And now we work to get those Madrigas back. So I was thinking that perhaps could be why Pesach is called in the Torah Shabbos, which we say, Mimochras HaShabbos. Why is Pesach called Shabbos? Because Pesach has a very similar inyan to what we've just said about Shabbos. Shabbos is a day where we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu every week gives us this infusion of tremendous Kedusha. To what? To remain on Shabbos? No. We should take that and bring it into our week. We should bring that Kedusha into our week. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu infused us with a tremendous amount of Kedusha on Leil HaSeder. We've got to infuse that into our mundane lives during the week. Just on a bit on Mimachas HaShabbos, the Chassam Sofer says a very interesting thing. He says, you know, it's got to be Shabbos Shabbos is Tmimos Tiyana. Av Mimachas HaShabbos Tismim Chamesh Yom. He says, actually, if you think about it, we never have Tmimos. We never have complete days. Because when do we start counting Sefirah Sa'omer? Motzei first date, right? You've got to be Mamshich Kedusha of the first day a little bit. You don't take out Yom Tov before Nacht. You add a bit more, and therefore Matzah Yom Tov goes. You schlep a bit of Kedushas Yom Tov into the next day. Yeah, certainly in Eretz Yisrael.
Between Yom Tov and Yom Tov, you don't
spend it all. And when it comes to Shavuos, you start Kedushas Yom Tov a little earlier. You've got to have to serve as Yom Tov. It's a melacha starts earlier. So he says you never have your Tmimos on either end. You're cut off. The only time you'll have it, he says, is when a year like this year, where you start counting on a Matzah Shabbos. And then Shavuos is also on a Matzah Shabbos. So you don't start your Kedusha of Shavuos, you can't do any Melacha on this coming Shavuos, which is going to be on a Matzah Shabbos, until the same amount of time that you couldn't start your second day Yom Tov, or your Matzah Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, when you started that first day. On a normal year, if let's say Loi Badu Pesach, so the first day can't fall on a Monday. So Tuesday, let's say Tuesday is first day Yom Tov. Matzah Yom Tov is Tuesday night. You have to wait a little bit of the extra to Sefer Zman till Wednesday start, till the Yom Tov is out. And then you can count your Sefirah Sa'omer. So you already tzaklapped a little bit from your Tmimos at that end. Right? When's Shavuos going to be? Shavuos is always going to be the same day as the second day Pesach. Yeah, Atbash, which Shavuos goes to the second day Pesach. So it's going to be 7 weeks later, also on a Tuesday night. But you'll start really before Tuesday night starts, because you've got Issa Melacha before Tuesday night starts. So you're already to cup that day is a little chapped away by the Shavuos. So you don't have your Tmimos on either end. You've got a little bit chapped away. The only time you have it is on a year like this year. So Sheva Shavuos Tmimos Tiyena Ad Mimochras HaShabbos. In a case where you have Yom Tov falling, second day Yom Tov falling on a Mochras HaShabbos, so your Leil, the first night Sphira is on a Matzah Shabbos, then Shavuos is also going to be on a Matzah Shabbos. You're right. Your first day is a little tzeklap because you had to be Mamshich Shabbos a little bit into Matzah Shabbos. But you'll be Mamshich your Shabbos, the last day of Sfira, also a little bit into Matzah Shabbos, and only then you'll be able to light your candles and start doing your Melacha for Shavuos. In such a case, you'll have a Tmimos. Later on in the parasha, we have in Perek Yud Ches, Perek Chai, Pasuk Hey. It's actually quite appropriate. It's Pasuk of Vachai Bohem. It's Perek Chai, Pasuk Hey. So, ushmartim eschukoy seves mishpotay asher yaser oisom ha'adam v'chai bohem ani Hashem. Famous words. Torah is to be kept in order v'chai bohem, that we actually live through mitzvahs. And therefore we know that if a person has a question of yehoreg or yavir, except for the three yavirs hamuras, a person is yavir v'al yehoreg. Because v'chai bohem v'lo shiyamus bohem. Let's learn out from this pasuk, asher yaser ha'adam v'chai bohem. A person has to live through, a person who's But the Eben Ezra in Koheles, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, says, Rak yelech achat Torah selekinu v'ilo yosur mimenu yomin usmoil. A person should follow in the path of Torah, not divert from it, not to the right, not to the left. V'yishmer ha-mitzvot ha-shi'asa oysom ha-odom v'chai bohem b'shnei ha-olamos. V'chai bohem is medayek. Ha-shi'asa oysom ha-odom v'chai bohem. What's the v'chai bohem? V'chai bohem means not just in Olam Hazeh, but also in Olam Haba. And therefore, even the three Averis Chamuras, which a person has to give their life up for it, but that's because we're here really for Olam Haba. And living in this world by being over those Averis wouldn't be worth it. And therefore, the V'chai bohem means that I end up in that way. It's said as well that the mitzvahs that we have actually give us a chiyus in Olam Hazeh and a chiyus in Olam Haba. They provide us with everything that we need, that we can be alive in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. I think it was the Baal Shem Tov actually said that the V'chai Bohem that's spoken of, the Shlo HaKadosh writes, Ashiyasa Oysom Ha'odom V'chai Bohem, says the Shlo HaKadosh, that a person has to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, B'chius U'Bizrizus, not by being lazy, not by being cooled off, because when a person has Atzvos or Atzlos, then it slows a person down, and a person's not able to be Mekayim their Mitzvahs. So he says, Ashiyasa Oysom Ha'odom, V'chai bohem. A person has to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs v'chai with chiyus. That's how a person gets to Olam Haba. That he says that in the they say a story from the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Melech Biederman, last week in Eretz Yisrael, that was in their pamphlet. He says that the Baal Shem Tov was once walking with his talmidim by a river. In the bitter cold of the Russian winter. And they walked past the river, and the river was totally, totally frozen over. And they saw a guy cutting a tselem into the water. So the Baal Shem Tov said, "You see, look, water is the source of all life. However, when it gets a cult kite, look what you can cut into it. Even a tselem. If it's got a warm kite, it can't be touched. Water, when it's warm, no one can touch it. On the contrary, the steam, in other words, it can't be touched." He says, if we allow ourselves to become cult, then we are susceptible to being pushed around and moved around by the influences that are out there. But if a person does the Avodas Hashem, v'chai bohem, I live with them, it's with the chiyus, then I have a chance of those mitzvahs keeping me alive and giving me olam hazeh and olam haba. They say as well that the mitzvahs, we live with these mitzvahs, and actually the mitzvahs, the analogy of mitzvahs is to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us our mitzvahs is similar to the way that he's provided us with different core substances that there are in the world and different commodities that there are in the world. And the Chovetz Chabad tells us that it's a fascinating thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, and the commodities that are more necessary for the livelihood and existence and survival of mankind are more in abundance. The things that are not so necessary for a person to be able to live with are much less, and therefore, because they are more rare, they're going to be more expensive. It's not to say that if a person, he says, therefore, like, an air is in abundance, because no living being can live without oxygen. Water is the next most common commodity. After that, you'll have grains, and after that, you'll have fruits and vegetables, etc. But when it comes to rare stones, and precious gems which are found somewhere near the bottom of the seabed, on a seabed at the bottom of the sea, and in other places, those are obviously very rare because for the survival of a human being or of the world, those are not a necessity. It's not to say that if someone has an opportunity to get them and doesn't get them, he's also a tippish, because he has an opportunity to get this one-off huge opportunity of wealth and he doesn't take it, he's a fool. But on the other hand, if he would say, look, I'm not going to drink because I want to find that gem, well, then he's not going to survive to find that gem and he's going to die. In the same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with mitzvahs. And the mitzvahs which are there, which are more common, which are more, what we would call more todir, are mitzvahs which are more imperative, are a necessity for our spiritual survival. Mitzvahs that we have every single day, the mitzvahs of tefillin, the mitzvahs of emunah, the mitzvahs of tzitzis, those are mitzvahs which are imperative for our ruchnistic survival. You say, and therefore, when we have a question of todir v'she'eno todir, so you've got a question here, what do I do first? Do I do a mitzvah that I do every day or every week, or do I do the one-off mitzvah? The mitzvah of lulav, the mitzvah of esrog, it's a one-off mitzvah. That's the diamond, that's the gem. And if a person doesn't chaperein when that mitzvah comes around, he's also a fool, because he's got an opportunity for tremendous wealth that can keep him going for years. But on the other hand, it's a question of taking inhaling a breath, or picking up the diamond, I first inhale the breath. And therefore, todir v'she'eino todir, todir kodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us mitzvahs v'chai bohem, and they keep us alive. Those mitzvahs, which are the mitzvahs timidiyos, which are mitzvahs tidiros, are there to keep us alive and to keep us going every single day and to give us that chiyus that we need in order to be able to survive further and further and further. We know that on the, at the end of a Yom Tov, the Kohanim would go into the Kodesh, into the Heichal, and they would lift up the Shulchan, and they would show Klal Yisrael, look, Ruchi Baschem Lifnei Amakim. Look how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Because they would show Klal Yisrael that the bread that was on the Shulchan was as fresh as when it was put on. And even right at the end of the week, it was still as fresh, the heat was still there. Why did they show that to them at the end of a Yom Tov? They showed that to them at the end of a Yom Tov because, yeah, this was a once in a year opportunity of Kirba HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this wraps up everything that we've said tonight. It was a once in a year opportunity where they were in the Beis HaMikdash with all of Klal Yisrael, with all the Avodah that was going on. And it was easy, it was conducive to be an Eved Hashem. And of course, a person was inspired and one took on Kabbalah and one wanted to remain on that level the whole year. So before they left, they said, look, we want to show you, Klal Yisrael, I want to show you something that should be a visual reminder for you that you'll know is going on every single week of the year in the Beis HaMikdash. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the bread. But the bread that we're making as part of our avodah for Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us that if it's kept, the vamkeit is there, if the warmth is there, then that shows His love for us. Meaning, He shows us that He keeps it warm. And if we aspire to keep ourselves warm with the hashpois of the Yom Tov that we are experiencing now, say the Kohanim to Klal Yisrael, then you'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do His part to keep it warm for you for the rest of the year. Ruuchi baschem lifnei amokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to do this for Himself. And in fact, most of the year, no one even sees it. But we want you to know that it's happening. So that you should know that when you go back and you leave your Beis HaMikdash and you go back to your home, in the same way you'll be in your Shulchan, but if you keep that, the inspiration, warm, and you find ways to connect back to it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the same in return, that He will make sure that the Chibah is recognized, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us those Ashpois. And that's what these days of Sfira are. Each day is to reconnect back, and that's why we count it from the Omer. One of the reasons we're asked, where are we counting? We're counting towards getting the Torah. So, yes, that's true, but we're actually also counting every day how we are working our way back towards the darga that we stood at on Yom Tov. Because the Hashpah was all there on Yom Tov. That's why it's called the Shabbos, because it's like a Shabbos. The whole Hashpah was there. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right, now go and work on it yourself. Now go and do it in the mundane world, in the world you live in, every day count, in 49 days. Remind yourself what was then. Remind yourself what was then, that you can go back and return to the Hashpah that you had at that time.